This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One of our countdown review for the week. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the members of my DJV team to discuss the items that are in the top 10 as far as stories are concerned, from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and also the people on the list. And I, every week, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, here with me. We'll bring Kara Schillen in as well as we can. The essence of the meat and potatoes behind these stories, what we've talked about, what others have talked about from our research, things that seem to be top of mind. I don't think there's any heavy lifting this week. The two items at the top have to do with the coronavirus and the presidential race, the results of Super Tuesday, and reviewing things that have been said on both sides. Victoria's on one side of the street politically, Jennifer's on the other side, but we are, excuse me, in my opinion, my humble opinion, having been a radio host for well over 50 years and doing talk radio since 1974, in the era when it was a different, there was a different realm. Back in the 70s, we were required to present equal. If we would say something on the air, interviewed someone who had one point of view, we were required by the federal government to put somebody else on or to have a discussion of the issue from another point of view so that both sides would be presented. I've always, that's been ingrained. Well, it is gone, but it's not gone here. I don't, that's been always how I've presented things. Maybe it's because I'm a relic from that era and most of the other people on the air today are not. From that era, so I don't know, whatever it is, and the important thing is that there are two sides to every coin, to every story, to every issue, and so some of these things, the matter-of-fact stuff like the tornadoes in Tennessee, number 10 this week, there isn't much, there's not an A side or a B side to that. The number of people who were killed, the harshness of the attack, you can almost personalize it. You know, when you look at some of the stories that come out of situations like this,
it seemed to take a lot of people off guard, and I think it happened quickly, and even though there were weather warnings and sirens because it happened so late at night, it seemed that really affected the amount of damage in human life more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 this week is a focus on cannabis and the way the federal government here and what's gone on in Canada have been affected by or are affected by the black market. I mean, that's the story behind the story here. The black market in states like California is so powerful that it's getting in the way of people who want to do this the right way.
And there are a lot of people who weed is totally failing in California. It's just, it's not working.
No.
And that's because everybody before, the law enforcement didn't really pay much attention to it.
No.
And it was already legal for medical purposes. So people who were using marijuana, a new law is not going to make someone like me who doesn't use marijuana go out and use marijuana. It's just not. I think maybe there's a small percentage of the population that feels like a new law is going to make them do that. But the people who were using either have a dealer, were growing it themselves, or already had a medical card, and that hasn't changed. They haven't changed their habits.
Mm. How much, Jennifer's in California, Victoria's in New Jersey, how much more usage do you feel? I mean, I guess, is New Jersey having both recreational and medical, or is it just medical? I've forgotten where New Jersey is.
Medical. You know what? Medical, it's not recreational yet, for sure. Medical it is, but it took a long time to even get to the medical point, and New York has been the same way, and it's weird because they're considered to be two progressive states, and they've been really dragging their feet on moving forward with this, so I'm not really sure if, and Governor Murphy is, he's a Democrat, but he's not, like, he's not super, super left, and I think that maybe he is the stumbling block behind, you know, not making it recreational, I think. Mm.
It's very
he
hard.
Has not come out in big favor of it. Medical, yes, but not, you know, recreational.
Well, the thing that is clouding this, if you'll pardon my pun, because I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I have not been, because I've never used this stuff, never would, because I can't stand the smell of it, but I am going to grow it on my farm. And so that's allowed me or encouraged me or enabled me to look at this stuff much more carefully than has been the case before. I'm for people doing what they want to do as long as they don't hurt somebody else. And that's kind of the place where cannabis falls for me. Now, you want to do it, don't do it around me. But if you want to do it, it's not my business, in essence. And I think the difference here and why, other than in states like California where it's out of control, the black market's been out of control, what we're not seeing here, at least on the surface, is how much Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and pretty much every big drug company in the country want to be in and control this market. So behind the scenes, what they're doing is they're diddling with the politicians who will make the ultimate decision as to when it's federalized or legalized across the country, and they don't want it to become legalized until they can position themselves in a way so that they can control it. And that's kind of really what's going on here. Whether you see it or understand it that way, that's what's going on. Even in hemp, where the public is saying, demanding, screaming, in fact, for things like CBD oil to become stuff they can purchase everywhere without guilt or worry. In Massachusetts, the whole law was changed a year or so ago, so you can't get it from a local source, but you can get it online. And that's the crazy part of this. And it was obvious who was controlling that vote, the drug companies. So anyway, that's number 9 this week. You know, we didn't talk about this on the DJV show. I meant to ask you both about Jeff Sessions and how he did on the primary day. He didn't do as well as, I guess, some people. Isn't there kind of a... was kind of a tight race.
Well, he has to go to a runoff. I guess the way it works there is the two Republican candidates, you have to get a certain amount of the vote. And yeah. If you do, then you move just directly into the general election against the guy who's actually in his old seat, which is Doug Jones. He's a Democrat from the state. And so from what I could understand, there were a lot of Republicans in the race looking to be that Republican candidate. And so yeah. I think they did a lot of vote splitting. So Jeff Sessions was not able to get the full majority. He did come out in first place, though. He just has to go through a runoff, I think, before they get to the general.
So there's not much.
What was Trump's comment? Trump made a comment about his performance in that. Was he just mocking him?
Yeah, he doesn't like him. Yeah.
I didn't hear.
You're asking me? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't hear Trump say anything about Jeff Sessions this time in regards to his race. That it's possible that.
Yeah.
It's been a busy few days. I was hearing Trump, though, most often talking about his the top contenters for the Democratic primary, right. That's what I've heard a lot of. But
and he's got something to worry about. Now, we'll get to that when we get to the presidential race. Number 7, immigration reform. And also, it's sort of the same. It's sort of split with gun control. I think the gun control thing, more a focus on what happened at that Molson Brewery in Milwaukee. And once again, you know, who got the gun? How'd they get the gun? Why did he shoot everything up? Was it racist? Was it, you know, pick your issue with gun control? But why do we even bother talking about it anymore? Nothing gets done. It's just, nothing. Zero gets done. So is it a waste of time to talk about it? Other than in a way to inform people, okay, this is what happened there. But what changes? What's different?
I never think that it's gun control that needs to be changed. I think it's people looking out in the workplace. I think it's people taking threats seriously, not being afraid to go, wait a second, this person's acting a little strange. Wait a second. And saying something. I think there's this big fear of people to just tunnel vision their way through their lives and not look next door and around the cubicle to see if there's a threat to themselves. And I think it's the change in the way we think, because I believe it's mental illness that causes all these deaths, not the guns themselves. Guns just don't go off randomly.
But
you need someone to pull a trigger. You know, guns just don't go around killing people.
The easy access to guns for people who should have no business having a gun is part of the issue. Victoria, what do you think?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, Doug. I mean, I'm not a gun owner, never will be, but you know, I believe people have a right to own a firearm.
Yeah, certainly they do.
I think it needs to be responsible, and I believe you know we need more background checks and a waiting period. I think all of those things statistically, you know, work. And so the laws on the books, I agree with Jen. I don't know that there really is anything more that we should put on the books or that needs to be, but I think that the process of eliminating guns in the hands of people who have mental illness. I think it's great that a lot of states are doing red flag laws because that could have, you know, that all started when we were talking about Florida and the Parkland shooting. And if the red flag law had been in place then, that kid would not have had a gun to shoot those kids at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. So
I guess the question is, what is mentally ill? And that's what we need to... I would rather trust someone going, wow, that person doesn't look great, than to say broadly anybody who's on Lexapro shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. Because those people are considered mentally ill. Everybody who's on an antidepressant, me included, would probably be considered mentally ill.
I knew there was something about you.
But does that mean I'm not a responsible gun owner? No, I think I really am, and I trust my judgment with how I would use my firearm.
You carry your gun around in your pocketbook, right? Or you have the glove?
No, well, you can't in L.A. I actually follow the laws. I think concealed carry would be appropriate in L.A. County, but imagine that. I actually follow the laws like most gun owners. And there's no broad description of mental illness. That's why it relies on us, on our personal responsibility to say, wait a second, this does not seem right, and we need to do something.
Should a psych evaluation then be part of the for a permit?
Yes.
No. Why not?
Yeah. Why have a psych evaluation? Why not?
Well, if we're talking about mental illness, then easily a psych evaluation, someone would look at you and talk to you and know, you're a completely functioning adult. Any of those shooter kids that we've talked about, none of them would pass a psych evaluation. None of them would.
Well, some of them would, actually, I think. It depends. I just don't want government being Big Brother, but I just come from California where we have, the strictest gun laws in the country. Mm-hmm. We have the strictest gun laws in the country, and we still have mass shootings here just like everybody else. It is about who is pulling the trigger that we need to really think about and figure out how we address that in the best way possible. Do I think it's going to be broadly psych evaluations? No, but I think there's more that we can do.
All right,
well,
coming up next.
What else should we do then?
we're done, boys and girls. Girls. The next item of interest when we are next in your ear will be an understanding, a discussion. Number six this week is that Supreme Court abortion case, which I must attest, I don't understand what is really going on here. So we'll get to the bottom of that as we continue on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here's something for you to review right now in your head. How are you doing when it comes to the Battle of the Bulge? Got that extra weight? Still want to shake it? Maybe it's only 4 or 5 pounds. Maybe it's 9 or 10 pounds. Maybe it's more than that. Whatever it is, happy days are here again because Calitrin to the rescue. Right now, Calitrin is available. Special discounts on every bottle using the DJV code when you go to Calitrin.com. And look around and see if you're not familiar with my discussions of Calitrin. It's an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free product. And that is doesn't require anything except you take 4 capsules before you go to bed at night, and it works on your body as you sleep. Doesn't upset your stomach. It doesn't require anything other than getting on the bandwagon and being consistent every night. I tell you, 86% of the people who are on this product are successful. And so now's the time for you to test it out because you get $10 off every bottle. Get a 6-month supply and put it to the test. Calitrin. Available now, Calitrin.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see business card rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Continuing on now with our talk radio review from this past week, we have the charts that are declared by the management, the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can also go to talkers.com, find this list every week, along with other things of note. If you're a big fan of this format, I'm guessing that you're listening to this program because you like to know what's going on in the world of talk radio. So we do this every week to put sort of things in perspective from different points of view. So the Supreme Court, number six this week, as we work toward number one, the abortion case that's there, the legal implications of it. I must say, as someone who usually shuns a discussion of Roe v. Wade or abortion because I find it, I kind of find it annoying, distasteful. I don't find most of the, on either side, most of the arguments to change anybody's, my position, or, I just don't find it very educational. But what is
this wasn't about abortion, actually. The story that came from this is not really about the abortion argument.
Okay, so explain, please.
So the Supreme Court has this abortion decision in front of them that they're reviewing, and there was an abortion rally in front of the Capitol earlier in the week. Yeah. And at that rally, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, went to the podium and was all fired up, as many of the people who were out there speaking were pretty angry and yelling and doing all this. And he said, quote, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." And he turned to look at the Supreme Court building. He went on to say, "The bottom line is very simple. We will stand with the American people. We will stand with the American women. We will tell President Trump and Senate Republicans who stacked the court that you're going to be gone in November. You'll never be able to do what you're trying to do now ever again. You hear that? You're gone in November." And so the whirlwind that he wanted to release on Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, was a lot of people took issue with it on both sides of the aisle, because he particularly named two people and promised retribution, whether that was to incite violence against these two or whether or not that was to threaten impeachment or whatever it might be. the threats were not taken kindly, and there were people, there were critics of Chuck Schumer on both sides of the aisle. Even people in his own party are saying that he needs to either apologize or step down.
Yeah, he did. He backed down. He apologized.
But he has not apologized, actually. He backed down and said, oh, he's just talking about Senate Republicans. Well, no, hard to understand that one, because you mentioned Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. That's not the Senate Republicans. Those are Supreme Court justices. And he received he was rebuked by Chief Justice John Roberts, who said, you cannot, in your position, your high position, threaten the judiciary in this country. It's not appropriate. And I would say for people who are, you know, are not necessarily upset by what he did, if you insert Trump's name and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think all hell would have broken loose about that threat being made from the president against RBG. And so this is not something to be taken lightly. Mitch McConnell kind of let him have it on the Senate floor. He came to the microphone and said, he tried to backtrack, but he still has yet to apologize. And so now there's been a call
where he said he shouldn't have used those words, and he shouldn't.
He said he was talking about Senate Republicans, and so it was never an explicit apology. And so now there are members of the Senate. Josh Hawley is leading an effort to censure Chuck Schumer to see if they can go on the record to
Schumer
talk about this.
Is a ham and egger. He's never seen a microphone or a television camera that he didn't want to make love to. He's a big BSer. His inappropriate remarks go back pretty much to the beginning of his career as a senator. I'm thinking he's up for re-election next year, is he? Maybe that's part of what he's doing. He's a grandstander. He's a big phony. He's full of it. Okay, next. Speaking of being full of it, I don't know that we have time talk about this and put it in its proper perspective, but the fact that Chris Matthews was booted out of MSNBC, he told people he was resigning, but you can be absolutely sure that the bosses at NBC said, get lost. And we'll talk about that and how it plays into the Me Too movement is the number five issue. We're moving into we'll spend time, a little bit of time on the financial markets and how interest rates are cut as a result of the coronavirus, which is big this week, and the presidential race yet to come in the next half hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Tennessee today. The president's to visit disaster areas after tornadoes left at least 24 people dead in the Nashville area earlier this week. Governor Bill Lee and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn will join President Trump on the tour. As the Democratic field whittles down to two, one of them, Bernie Sanders, is praising Elizabeth Warren.
And I want to take this opportunity to applaud Senator Warren for a strong issue-oriented campaign.
The U.S. Senate's voted 96-1 to approve more than $8 billion in emergency spending to fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. The bill the House approved earlier this week is aimed at helping states and the federal government respond to the growing coronavirus threat. President Trump's expected to sign the bill today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Focused on the world of News Talk Radio, this is a talk radio review with the stars of the DJV program. It's heard Monday through Friday around the country on about 400 radio stations here and there. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and we're going through the charts for the week of March the 2nd to the 6th, first full week of March 2020. Stories, some of them pretty obvious. Let's go through the people list just to anecdotally kind of understand how the two play off of one another. That is the people list and the story list. At number 10 on the people list is Jeff Sessions. Chuck Schumer is number 9. Chris Matthews, number 8. Jerome Powell, number 7. Mike Pence is 6. AOC, number 5. Mike Bloomberg, number 4. Bernie Sanders, number 3. Joe Biden, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. Pretty obvious as to what that's all about. Now, back to, because Chris Matthews, number 8 on the people list, but the story of him leaving MSNBC, number 5 on the countdown. He's always been a sort of lightning rod for people on the right who didn't like his style at MSNBC. I can tell you, having been on a panel with him once a number of years ago, he was really an egotistical maniac and thought that,
I don't know too many people on the left who liked him either.
I don't.
I don't think this is a.
So how did he keep? How did guys like that?
This is a bipartisan effort that no one is going to miss.
Job.
Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews united the country. Actually,
right.
Yeah.
No one's going to miss him.
No, but so how do guys like that get jobs like that?
Yeah. True confession is. I will miss him a little in only one respect. He was so out there, and his delivery style was so strange that...
Slash annoying, yeah.
Of all the MSNBC hosts, he's the one that I probably enjoyed watching most just because
really?
He was... Let's play hardball.
I don't know. To me, I find listening to Chris Matthews is like listening to Richard Madden on, you know, doing football commentary. It's the same, like, grovelly yelling, you know. It's just the same
noise.
I know.
It's noise.
I liked nothing that he said, but it was just a delivery where you'd watch it, and only for, like, a short amount of time, like maybe 3 minutes, but it would make me smile, and then I'd flip the channel.
Noise. A lot of noise. All right.
Let's play hardball, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I meant John Madden, right? I meant John.
John. Yeah, I was sitting here trying to figure out. I was like, is Richard Madden named after him? Like
Richard
the Scottish
Marsden,
accent.
The actor. Yeah, I missed him. John Madden, right. Yeah.
John Madden.
Okay. We won't hold your feet to the fire that
Victoria
much.
Victoria is now getting divorced. Her husband's going to be like, if you don't know that.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't even thinking of him. I was thinking of the hate mail that I'm going to get. It's John, not Richard.
Mm-hmm. Smart enough, lady. Number 4. Healthcare reform. I don't even want to spend any time on that because it's almost
a
throw.
What I think is funny is it's always high up on the list because it's people's priority. But what's substantive on healthcare reform?
Nothing.
Right?
Bernie keeps yelling the same thing. Oh, healthcare
reform. Doesn't know how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to pay for it. The Republicans haven't presented a plan yet.
I do think people are talking about it more right now because of the coronavirus. Because think about how many people are uninsured or underinsured. And if they do get the coronavirus, where are they going to go? You know, it's
not to tout the beautiful output of our administration that I know you guys love so much, but the federal government actually issued an emergency extension to anybody who comes into hospitals for treatment for the coronavirus to encourage people to seek treatment, and they do it on the public dime rather than.
Is that part of the 8.3 funding for?
I don't know. I think it was a regular. I think it was something that they did before that. Actually, it was something that the administration was able to do without congressional support. I think.
Right. Well, if you tie in number 4 and you think that healthcare reform, the discussion of it has come about, or the increased focus is because of the coronavirus. Number 4, 3, and 2 can all be considered 1 because number 3. Is a focus on what the Fed...
But who's on first? Because we're like the first
presidential
four.
Race is on
one, two,
first.
Three.
We'll get to that. The Feds cut the interest rates. Financial markets around the world went down like a rock on Monday and Tuesday, and then they bounced back a little bit toward the middle of the week, and they'll come back in.
It's a crazy market time, just watching it bounce up and down. But the silver lining is if anybody owns a house or property, it's a great time to try to refinance because the interest rate is down to nothing.
Low. Are you talking, is this what you're doing?
Yeah. I was, actually, one of the events that I hosted this week for the station I work for was a Wells Summit, and all the financial guys were, like, buzzing. Like, this is the time to, if you need to pull money out of your house or if you need to refinance.
Good time to buy a car.
Yeah, because a half a point, and that's what the Fed did this week, is reduced interest rates by a half a point. A half a point is huge when the interest rate is already as low as it is.
Well, but
and
over 30
I don't think
years?
It's going to last long, so take advantage.
Get it while you can. The markets went down because the guys on Wall Street and elsewhere are a bunch of cuckamongas. And maybe they're crazy like a fox, because often the talk causes things to go down, and then these guys swoop in and buy the stock. I mean, the market was up 11% at one point. You don't think that these guys in these offices on Wall Street and other people who are smart enough to know what really the significance of this is, they create situations to knock the prices down so they can come in and buy stuff cheaper. It's really kind of how it works, boys and girls. The impact of, however, the Chinese economy and what that does to the rest of the world, the automobile business, for example, new cars are not being produced in at least 4 major companies around the world. Those people are out of work at the moment. The situation in China with people being out of work, staying at home, and what the Chinese have done to force the Muslims to go into these factories to work so they can open them back up again. I think that's a subtext that really hasn't been discussed very much at all. I don't think a lot of people have paid attention to
it
or even
know. I don't even know that. Yep.
Yeah, the Muslim population in China, if they can find you, they'll put you in a concentration camp. That's what the Chinese don't like the Muslims. They don't like any religion.
Well, they don't like anybody don't like that speaks out against them. Yeah. I was talking to a woman this week on one of my programs who was in, she was a Chinese citizen, and she was put in for meditating. Meditating.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put her in a prison camp four different times. And she said, as soon as everybody, and she goes out on the circuit because she's like, look, these ideas that we're calling socialism that are brinking on communism, this is not where the country wants to be. She was telling people that when she went into the prison camps, the labor camps, they would take them outside, they'd beat them, then they'd make them work overnight to just exhaust them, basically, and break them down. They'd also, and I don't think people talk about this all that much, take blood type and tissue samples from everybody that goes into the prison system. And if they have an opportunity,
if they have an opportunity
to harvest their organs, they will. Yeah. So basically, people are waiting for their number to come up while they're sitting in these prison camps.
And yet, like our lives depend on it. Oh, sickening.
Do they say look in Chinese or English? I always love to tease Jennifer because she starts every look.
They say rook.
They say look. Now that's racist. Somebody's going to say hoo ha. All right, coronavirus items of interest. Some nurses are saying the CDC is behind where they need to be. The nursing union, in fact, the National Nursing Union has surveyed its members and find that the nurses feel they are lacking in equipment and resources and training and guidelines, and they're pointing their finger at the feds. About 90 nurses apparently nationwide are in quarantine. Working around, think about it. Just go every day to work and wonder whether you're going to get this stuff or not. Not that it's going to kill you, because it isn't really. The chances of you dying when you get the coronavirus are pretty, pretty, pretty slim. But still, it's the hysteria that's built around, the fact that the news media today and over the weekend will focus on this. It isn't a focus on how you prevent yourself. People like us have been talking about that, but you don't see that in the standard news media. It's all headlines screaming, fear, fear, look out, you're going to die, which is damned irresponsible and nonsense, because you're not. The chances of you dying if you get the coronavirus are like 1/1,000th of a point. And it's just, it is unbelievably irresponsible for us to be, in a way, the good side of it is the airplanes are going to be cleaner, and a lot of the public facilities are going to be a lot cleaner. But when it goes beyond that, it's hurting. It's hurting businesses, and it's so self-serving for the news media.
Good. I wish I owned stock in toilet paper, though.
Yeah, or a Lysol, or any of those. There's a lot of that stuff. And I want to know what it means. When somebody declares a state of emergency, what does that mean? Because there are four states that now have declared
a state
of emergency.
Yeah, and people panic when they hear that.
What does that mean? Yeah.
It just means that
they get funding, right?
Yeah. It means they get government funding, one, but they also have more instant access. Like, they don't have to go through all the hurdles to bring in multi-agencies to respond to things. So a lot of these states.
It also includes the National Guard in some cases.
That's right.
A lot of these. To them, too.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all the channels that you would under different circumstances. So they declare the state of emergency before there actually is an emergency, just so that they have access to resources.
All right, 44 past the hour. In a moment, we do get to number one. And a very interesting guest was on with George Norrie this week. And I want to talk about that person and what that person said. It's real food for thought. Up next here on our Talk Radio Review. Right now, food for thought, focusing on how you look and whether you're happy with the way you look. Is your smile the best part of you, the best smile. I will tell you that the ladies you're listening to all have fabulous smiles. They take great care of their teeth. And if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, you're a smoker, you drink wine, all of that stuff. I was going to say if you drink smoke. But it's
all of those things except smoke.
Oh, except smoke, right. The whitening system from Power Swabs is so fabulous. It's all natural. It works in seconds. You swab your teeth in a couple of minutes, and 5 minutes later, you're on your way to a much brighter smile, the natural way. Plus, when you use the Power Swab method to get rid of those deep stains, you also help to rehydrate the enamel. The rest of the stuff that you use, those trays and the toothpaste, they eat away at the enamel and thus hurt your teeth. That's why dentists and hygienists think this is the best way to do it. You'll see results in just a few minutes, as I said. After a few days, you'll have a brand new smile. So call now. Get the smile you want. 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs right away. You don't have anything to lose because it's guaranteed. Doesn't work in 30 days. Get your money back. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you'll get the product for 40% off the retail price, plus another $10 off and free shipping. Best Smile Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so George Norrie had a very interesting demographer on his program, and this fellow said that every 8 seconds, a millennial becomes a voting age. Most of them so dislike Trump, most of them lean to the left. This is, again, the words of the demographer. They register as independents. They can't vote in the primaries. So the bottom line, the conclusion here, is we have not seen their effect on the election yet. But by election day, there will be 24 million people who fit that description. And so the candidate that plays to them will probably win. And I don't know that I see Trump doing that unless I'm missing something. Is he, what is he doing to find the younger vote and to appeal to it?
Generally. I don't feel that Trump is at risk at all any more than he was last week. I think we're down to two big candidates that are going to battle it out, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Michigan will be a litmus test to see who comes out on top. I think if Joe Biden can win Michigan, then it'll be clear sailing for him to get the nomination. If Bernie puts up a fight, then it might stay closer onto the convention.
I think he's on the ropes with the Warren.
Oh, 100%.
I think Warren's going to support Biden, not Joe.
But the idea is, are Bernie supporters going to show up and support Biden as the nominee? And I think no. And that's why I think a lot of conservatives...
I think it's going to depend on his VP pick, to be honest.
Yeah. I think the president actually is in a better position against Joe Biden than he is against Bernie Sanders, because people who don't like Trump would go out and vote for Bernie even if they don't like Bernie. But I don't know if Bernie supporters go out and vote for Joe.
Well, but people who
especially
don't like Trump, who
swindled,
are moderate Republicans, will go for Joe. I mean, it's a,
but they
it's
already a, did. I mean, that's well, the issue that they're already
not November
there
yet. All right, ladies, good job. The DJVers, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, at 50 minutes past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
After the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit. Seems like only yesterday, or it seems like it was just last week. And in fact, it was when Nick Miles graced us with his presence, smiley voice, upstanding American. Or I don't know, where are you? Are you a legal citizen yet here? Are you really?
I was rubber stamped right on the forehead.
Really? Oh, that's what I see in your forehead. Okay, now that explains a lot of things. Yes. All right, so I am a radio guy through and through, as you know. You've come into the fold here. One of the things I find most troubling and annoying, and at this point, if I ever considered before buying a Tesla, I sure as hell wouldn't now, because they announced this week they will no longer put radios in new Teslas. So as far as I'm concerned, Ethan Holy Musk, whatever his name is, can go screw, because he's not my pal. So what do you make of that? I'm being pretty
First of all, if that's what it took for you not to buy a Tesla, that seems like a small thing. There's plenty of things that keep me from buying a Tesla. I think the way that I listen to you, Doug, and a lot of people do, is through podcasts or streaming it on my phone. I think what Elon's trying to do is, I think he thinks that most people are going to start to use their phone for radio streaming. But it's nice to have a real radio in the car because I can use a radio from the steering wheel or where I drive. I don't want to be picking up my phone to find the GJV show. I'd like it right there on my dial. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so I agree.
Right. Yeah, okay. All right, next up, another item from my heart. You are around people this week that are leading a grassroots campaign to restore the right that farmers need to have to fix their own farm equipment. It's so technologically messed up that you can't, something happens and you can't fix the tractor. I wouldn't buy a tractor on my farm. I got 14 tractors and none of them are, I think the newest one is a 1988. Can, you know, yeah, you can fix them.
Yeah, there's a big movement, and it's, I think it's going to come into cars as well, Doug. So the reason I wanted to talk about this, I think, is it's important for people to understand that there's going to be a movement away from technology. So a lot of America's farmers obviously rely on companies to supply them equipment, and you always can conjure up that image of a horrible day where it's raining or snowing or the weather's inclement or it's boiling hot, and there's the farmer out there in the middle of the field with the blanket spread out with all his tools on it underneath the tractor trying to fix it. Well, that growingly is disappearing because you can't fix these tractors purely because the technology is so complicated in them and the computer system can't be accessed by the farmer. So now he's left with having a piece of machinery that's useless until he can somehow get it to a dealer and then pay the dealer a bunch of money to reboot the software or reflash the software or do whatever needs to be done to the vehicle. So there's a new grassroots campaign that's coming up, and all these farmers are getting together, and they're taking on John Deere right now and saying, you're disabling America's farming community because you're not allowing us to fix the things that we've done for hundreds of years. And you're saying we have to bring them to the farmer. So it's big news. It's led by a guy called Kevin Kennedy. And I think he's probably got a good chance of saying, winning because these farmers are stopping, you know, getting involved in machinery that they can't actually fix on the farm.
Right. And it's been our tradition to fix pretty much anything and everything. I got guys that work with me. We take the split the tractor, put a new clutch in it. We just rebuilt a steering mechanism on one of the tractors, put a new fuel system in it. I mean, those things we can figure out on our own, and that's with tractors that were made in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So, all right.
And it's going to push up the price of food as well, Doug, because the farmer has to pay for that to be done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Mercedes is changing the way they operate. I wonder how many are, especially in light of the coronavirus, Nick, how many of these companies are changing their operation substantially to meet the need to cut costs?
Well, it's interesting that the buzzword around the auto industry is planning right now, which is planning for what happens if the coronavirus spreads into different areas. But one of the things that Mercedes is doing is looking at what the world's going to look like because of things like the coronavirus. And because of things like having to invest so much money in cleaning up the air, and the responsibility sort of is dumped on the automakers, so they're going to get rid of a lot of models. So Daimler, who is Mercedes' partner, Mercedes' parent company, is saying that all of these like models, we do so many different variants of these different cars that they're going to start cutting back on having those different models because it's just too expensive to make them. So say goodbye to some variants of your favorite Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, especially sedans. All right, there he is, our auto expert from his website, ourautoexpert.com, Nick Meyer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.